Now it's time to go to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl Castle, can you give us the scores?
Brian Babylon and Amy Dickinson are tied for first. Each has 3 points. Bobcat Goldthwait has 2.
Okay. Bobcat, you are up first because you're in third place. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Because gay and lesbian groups were excluded, the mayors of Boston and New York boycotted this year's blank parades.
St. Patrick's Day.
Right. President Obama made an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show Thursday to promote his blank plan.
His health care.
Right. On Monday morning, news anchors hid under their desks as a 4.4 magnitude earthquake hit blank.
Los Angeles.
Right. For the second time in the last year, a psychic show in the UK was canceled due to blank.
Poor ratings.
Unforeseen circumstances. Best known for his appearances on The Tonight Show, comedian blank died last weekend at age 78.
David Brenner.
Right. On Tuesday, the New York Knicks introduced former player and championship-winning coach blank as their new president.
Ronald McDonald.
No. Phil Jackson. According to a British study, the majority of newlyweds have blanked with their wedding guests.
Slept.
Yes. It's true. Turns out marriage is more than a celebration of two people joining together for life. It's also a celebration of joining with other people for much shorter periods of time and then presumably regretting it. 6 out of 10 newlyweds in this study admitted to having slept with at least 2 of their wedding guests. So, if you think that's a rule and you're about to get married and your fiancé suggests a small family affair, get out now.
You met my uncle, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Carl, how did Bobcat do in our quiz?
5 correct answers for 10 more points, and he now has 12 points and the lead.
Well done. Woo! Well, we have flipped a coin, and Amy has elected to go last, so Brian, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Obama awarded blanks to 24 veterans.
Medal of Honor.
Right. On Thursday, Michelle Obama arrived in Beijing for an official week-long visit to blank.
China?
Yes. That was a tough one.
Whoa.
A teenager from New Jersey was arrested Thursday after he managed to elude security and climb to the top of the new blank in New York.
World Trade Center.
Right. After problems with battery fires led to a year-long review, the FAA announced this week that Boeing's blank planes are, in fact, safe.
Dreamliner.
Yes. A man who tried to rob a casino in Las Vegas was quickly tackled and apprehended by blank.
Dancers.
Oh, not just dancers. The male strippers known as the Thunder from Down Under. Because of back spasms on Tuesday, blank was forced to pull out of the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. TV pitchman Kevin Trudeau, best known for his late night blanks, was sentenced to 10 years in jail for cheating customers.
Infomercial.
Yes. A tourist in Italy broke the leg off a 19th century statue when he tried to blank.
Take a selfie.
Yes! Right! Good.
Wow. Good round.
Yeah. In the zone.
The drunken satyr statue was a copy in the Academy of Fine Arts in Brera, Italy, and when a drunken tourist, no relation, tried to sit in the statue's lap to take a selfie, the satyr's leg fell off, totally ruining the selfie. Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 17 points, and Brian has the lead.
That was very impressive. Whoa, very impressive.
Great round, Brian.
So, how many then does Amy need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
All right, here we go. Amy, this is for the game Fill in the Blank. In testimony on Thursday, the son-in-law of blank said he hadn't known about the attacks on 9/11 in advance.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. The Washington Post reported Tuesday that a new surveillance system created by the blank is recording all of the phone calls in an unspecified foreign country.
The NSA?
Right. After a 4-year criminal investigation, on Wednesday, the Justice Department reached a $1.2 billion settlement with automaker blank.
Toyota.
Right. At a town hall meeting in Flemington, New Jersey this week, Governor blank was questioned about the bridge scandal.
Christie.
Right. A New Mexico man was forced to call his neighbor for help after he woke up one morning and discovered he was blanked.
In his neighbor's house?
No, he woke up to discover that he was trapped in his house by tumbleweeds. According to information released this week, episode 7 in the blank series will take place 30 years after Return of the Jedi.
Star Wars.
Right. After pulling the popular game from app stores in February for being too addictive, this week the creator of Blank confirmed that he's bringing it back.
Oh, shoot. Shoot. It's the Flappy Bird flapping.
A Subway, yes, Flappy Bird, a Subway sandwich maker in the UK is in trouble after using the restaurant's bread oven to blank.
Warm up, take a nap in.
No, geez. No, she used the bread oven to dry her wet socks. You know what it's like? Your feet get wet on the way to work, you're cold, you didn't bring a pair of socks. Look, there's a dry, very warm place not being used at the moment. After customers complained, a Subway spokesman immediately issued an apology and then hurried to take her damp laundry out of the microwave. Carl, did Amy do well enough to win?
She needed 7 at least to tie, but she only had 6 correct answers.
No.
So with 17 points, Brian Rebelon is this week's champion.
Yes, well done.